You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am rejoined by my co-host. It's been a fun show.
Yeah, it's always interesting to, you know, kind of spread our wings, learn a little bit more about finances and housing.
Yeah, how can people take advantage of this market? And when we talk about smartwithyourmoney.com, it's to teach people how to be smart with their money.
Right, right.
You know, how to take what they have and turn it into more, and how to make smart decisions.
Right, exactly. So what I will say is I've been talking to a couple people over the weekend, and there is so much confusion about. I even struggle sometimes. I catch myself calling you something other than what you are. Not in a bad way. I love you, honey.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
No, it's the whole all the definitions that mortgage brokers, mortgage banker, a banker, you know, all of these different terms that are given for what you guys do out there. And people are still confused and still just put everybody in the mortgage broker category.
Yeah, mortgage broker still seems to be a default term that a lot of people use, even though a company like mine, we rarely broker a loan.
Right.
I can't think of a single loan we brokered since I've been at Cornerstone Mortgage.
Why do you think that particular term stuck with everybody?
I don't really know the answer to that, except that it was just such a popular popular thing. They used to dominate the market back in the early 2000s, before 2008, because by 2008 they were in trouble.
Okay.
I own my own mortgage brokerage, so let's go through each of these: mortgage broker, mortgage banker, and actual bankers. Okay, banks.
Right.
What's the difference between them, and advantages and disadvantages between each of those?
Okay.
Because I think that's really what consumers want to know and what it boils down to.
Right.
Get rid of some of these misconceptions. So mortgage broker. I own my own mortgage brokerage for over 10 years. I loved the mortgage broker world when I was in it, but the government passed regulations that just made it uncompetitive to be a mortgage broker.
And what did you guys actually do?
Okay, so a mortgage broker basically means that they're set up with a whole bunch of wholesale lenders, and they're trying to shop to choose the best rate for you as a consumer among all these wholesale lenders.
Okay.
Great in theory.
Right.
Okay, you still see it practiced pretty well in like the insurance brokerage industry.
Right.
It works pretty well. It'd be the difference between an insurance broker versus a captive agent, meaning they work directly for one company. Okay.
Okay.
So mortgage brokers, sort of the same way, is that they're an independent small business that will work on your behalf
to try to find you the loan product.
Right, they try to find you.
They don't process the loan.
Well, they actually probably will process the loan most cases, but they won't underwrite it, and they will not close it in their name, and they get paid a direct fee for doing the loan from that lender.
Okay,
they get paid a yield spread premium. So the advantages of them are that sometimes they can work with a lower cost structure, but the disadvantages start to get pretty long. Disadvantages nowadays with mortgage brokers is that they're not underwritten in-house. It's not closed in-house. So if you have any kind of sticky scenario, they don't work for the mortgage brokerage when it comes to getting the loan done. So a lot of stuff is outside of their control. Also, the wholesale loan industry has almost gone away. Back when I owned my own brokerage, we had 140 different lenders we were signed up with that we could choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's about 10 to 12 wholesale lenders on the market total.
Okay. Wow.
So they don't have many lenders
to choose from
to be able to send these loans out to anymore. But the control thing is the biggest part of it.
Okay. So again, a mortgage broker is going to find that product for you and close it not in their name, basically.
Right. Not going to close in their name.
Okay.
They're going to get paid their fee.
Not as much control.
And they're done.
Over the
they don't
situation.
Service the loan or anything.
Okay.
All right. So,
mortgage banker.
Right. Well, I'm actually going to skip mortgage banker, go straight to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Okay.
Is a bank.
Okay.
And you go to a bank for a mortgage, and you know it's a depository bank, meaning that's the type of bank where you can go to open a checking or savings account and deposit money to it.
Okay.
They're governed by the FDIC, Division of Banking.
This is where your checks go, where your debit cards are.
Right. The advantages with them are that sometimes they have pretty competitive rates.
Okay.
They have a physical presence for servicing the loans, so you can actually go to the bank, which can be nice sometimes. They can have flexible lending. Okay, one of the things I'd say is portfolio loan products to me is one of the big advantages that a bank can have.
Yeah, because the percentage has to be used to
for loans. Yeah, so portfolio loan means that they don't have to meet Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines on a very, very small percent of their loans. Mm-hmm. They can just make up their own guidelines. Mm-hmm. That can give them some flexibility, but you're talking about one in maybe 200 loans becomes a portfolio loan. So it's not a scenario that comes up very often for them as an advantage.
Okay.
Disadvantages is they're going to have typically pretty conservative lending guidelines, very limited loan options, lengthy processing time. Underwriting and appraisals are managed through sometimes national channels. So I'm going to separate out real quick the big four banks that are out there. Any of the huge, huge multinational banks, you pretty much don't want to go to get your mortgage. I'm just going to put it right out there very honestly. Now, out of the local banks in St. Louis, for instance, there are a couple banks that I have respect for when it comes to actual mortgage lending, but usually it's not what those banks do. It's some little side business that often has to produce enough profit to pay for a lot of the overhead, a lot of the brick and mortar cost for the rest of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So rarely are banks as competitive as what we are when it comes to mortgages.
Okay.
All right. So those are some of the disadvantages of it. It's just that it's not what they do. It's not their core business in most cases.
Okay.
And like I said, in St. Louis, there's only a couple of them that are really, really good at it. All right. The next and last are the mortgage banks. And a mortgage bank is like Cornerstone Mortgage, where we're not a depository bank. We don't have checking and savings accounts. We are a mortgage bank, meaning that that's all we do. Okay. We do everything in-house as a mortgage bank. We originate the loan, we process the loan, we underwrite the loan, and we close the loan.
Okay.
Now, there's two distinct differences in mortgage banks. Okay. One are correspondent lenders. Okay. A correspondent lender would be if I had Chase or Wells Fargo or some of these other big lenders, and I'm underwriting to their guidelines, and I go ahead and close the loan, fund it in my name, probably even underwrite it, and it gets sold directly to one of them. Okay, we can do that, but that's not the sole thing that we do, where many mortgage banks, that's their sole methodology of delivering the loan. The big difference, the second portion of that, is a direct lender, meaning that we're signed up directly with Fannie Mae, directly with Freddie Mac, and directly with Ginnie Mae for all of our government loans. So we not only can underwrite those and close them in our name, but we can sell them directly to those agencies and not have the overlays from those correspondent lenders. So we can have expanded guidelines and get loans done that other lenders just can't do.
Okay, so from a mortgage banker's side, you guys have a lot more products available directly?
We have more products available, but even within the same products, we can get more loans done on those same products.
Okay. Because of the in-house underwriting right. And things like that.
Well, we don't always have the restrictive guidelines. We also have a lower cost structure.
Okay.
We can drive our cost per loan down, which allows us to pass better rates along to the consumer.
Okay.
And that's a big deal.
And you guys are held to a different, you have to pass a test, you have to be certified
right.
versus
our
a
loan
bank.
Loan originators have to be licensed
right.
and pass the test, like you said, where the banks don't have to.
Right.
So anybody could walk off the street and work in one of those places and do your loan.
And maybe miss something that could cost you big time money.
It happens
just
all
because
the time.
they didn't know or didn't
right. They
catch
don't
it.
Mind wasting your appraisal money or your that application fee on a scenario.
Well, you've
that they should
a few
have known.
People that have had to go through that recently.
We have. It's sad when we see that. So
right.
If you want to explore any of these options, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for bank, banker, and broker. What's the difference is the name of our blog post on this. And you can re-listen to this segment too. If you want advice on your personal mortgage, reach out to me, Doug Haldeman. I'm a licensed loan originator in MLS number 298-419. And I would be happy to give you free advice as a consumer advocate to work on your behalf on your mortgage. So don't forget, just a reminder, don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show next Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.